Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 6 today, just one verse, verse 13. Matthew 6, verse 13. As Jesus continues in teaching us from the Lord's Prayer, he says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Let me read this to you again. We're going to get our challenge from this one verse today. "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Now, in order to fully grasp what's going on here, we need to be reminded of the beginning of the prayer and the template and the model for prayer that Jesus gives us. He says in verse 9, "Pray then like this, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And then as a part of that prayer to the Father, we are to ask the Father not to lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, we need to get this kind of clarified because there's a wonderful teaching here. There's a wonderful, powerful message and lesson for us today. Yet at the same time, we need to clarify some confusion in order to be able to fully understand it. Listen closely. God controls what Satan is allowed to do. I'm going to show you that from Scripture in just a little bit. But first and foremost, in James chapter 1, we need to keep in mind that God never tempts anyone to sin. James chapter 1, verses 13 through 15, it says, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire, and then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." All right? In other words, when we look at Jesus teaching us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation," we're not saying, "God, don't tempt me." No, no, no. But listen, he uses Satan for his purposes. You remember back in Matthew chapter 4? I know it's been a little while since we were in Matthew 4, but in Matthew 4, verse 1, after Jesus' baptism, he was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. The one who does the tempting is Satan. But the Spirit actually led Jesus into the wilderness into that situation. Folks, God controls whether or not Satan's allowed to tempt us and whether or not those situations arise or whether he protects us from them and they don't even occur. And if he chooses to allow us to go through those times, it's for our best and it's for our growth. And God has a purpose, even though Satan has a purpose to destroy us, God has a purpose to use it to make us stronger. That's why when Joseph's brothers were meeting back up with Joseph after their father died and Joseph's in power in Egypt and they're afraid he was going to kill him, he said, "No, you meant it for evil, but God had a good purpose in mind. God meant it for good." In the book of James, chapter 4, look at verses 6 and 7. James 4, 6 and 7, it says, "God gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you." In other words, when we turn to the Father and say, "Lord, you control whether or not Satan's allowed to tempt me." 1 Corinthians 10, 13 teaches us that. It says that there's no temptation that has seized you, but such is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted with more than you're able to bear. And with the temptation, he'll provide a way to escape. So God controls whether or not Satan's allowed to tempt you and what the temptation is. He controls how much temptation, tied to how much we can bear. And he provides a way to escape. And as we just saw in James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, if we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil will flee. Folks, listen closely. This whole section of Scripture here is showing us in this prayer that we are to say, "Lord, you control whether or not the enemy is allowed to tempt me. You control when and the duration, the severity. I'm asking that you don't let him tempt me. I'm asking you to lead me not into temptation. Would you keep him away from me, please?" And there are a lot of times he does. You wouldn't believe how much he protects us from the evil one. Remember how Satan said about Job? Well, the only reason Job's that way is you've got this hedge of protection around him. I can't even get near him. You and I are protected from the evil one in way many more ways than you'd ever realize. Folks, way more than he's allowed to tempt us. God's been protecting us from the evil one. But there are times that God says yes to the enemy, the tempter. That's why he said to Peter, he said, "Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you. He asked for permission to mess with you, and I said yes." So then the rest of the prayer says, okay, then if you say yes and you allow the enemy to tempt me or to do something in my life, may my eyes are on you, Lord, deliver me. I hope that's your heart attitude. I hope you understand God is there and with you in everything, even the struggle against sin. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.